After the wonderful feast day that we had yesterday, we go back down, and of course we go from the splendor of white, which represents heaven and our Lord Himself and the Blessed Mother, to the penitential in somber purple, which represents penance. In the meantime, we see all over in our lives, in the church, maybe even our own parish, all the evils that surround us, and the fact that the devil is always tempting us. And he's, of course, tempting our own children, our own people. And in a sense, this is referring to what St. Augustine said concerning the world. Very, very beautiful words, which I thought I should read to you today. He says to those who turn their backs on Jesus, "You traitor, you promise all that is good, and you bring only what is bad. You promise pleasure, and you offer sorrow. You promise rest, and you prepare ruin. You promise to remain, and you quickly disappear. You promise life, and you give death." What powerful words, which St. Augustine preaches concerning that which surrounds us. And we are all over the place in that regard. But the Blessed Mother and St. Joseph and the apostles that were faithful, all but Judas Iscariot, they remained faithful and they received that which Judas and his master Satan promised, but did not deliver. He delivered only a false kiss, a false hope. Today, in addition to many saints, and there are many saints, of course, yesterday, along with the Incarnation, the Annunciation, we failed to bring to your attention the fact that it was the feast of St. Dismas, the good thief, the one who was crucified by Jesus, and it was asked the Lord to save him, and my Lord said to him, "This day thou shalt be with me in paradise." And of course, those are the kinds of words that all of us wish to hear, especially at the moment of our death, which he was. In addition, today, the principal saint that is celebrated is Saint Ludger. Now, Saint Ludger was here and there and everywhere, so to speak. He was in Germany, he was in England. He was a friend of so many people, among them Saint Charlemagne, who was the one who had him made a bishop eventually. And of course, he was also a good friend of the great liturgist of Saint Charlemagne, Saint Alcuin, who helped him in to bringing others to Germany, especially in the area of Frisia and Westphalia, to convert the Germans who had not yet been converted. And then he also went to Monte Cassino, where he met other holy monks and priests and bishops, until eventually the Pope himself was to consecrate him a bishop and sent him back to Germany, where he became the bishop of the little town of Minigarten, which eventually became Münster. And so today we celebrate the feast of St. Ludger, a missionary bishop who offered his life for his sheep, as we also must offer our life for our sheep. May God Almighty have mercy on us and protect us from all evil, and protect us from all those who are Judas Iscariot to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.